poll, most say illegal immigration getting worse, will be important issue in midterms. By Hannah Blow on June 30, 2022. Most voters believe illegal immigration is getting worse and will be an important issue heading into the midterm elections, according to a recent Rasmussen poll. The survey found that 52% believe illegal immigration is getting worse in the country, followed by 32% who say it is about the same. Most Republicans and independents, 76% and 57%, respectively, believe immigration is getting worse. But a plurality of Democrats believe the issue remains about the same. A majority across the board, 67%, rate Biden's handling of immigration issues as either fair or poor. Of those, 49% rate his handling as poor, while most independents, 54%, give the same rating. Overall, 73% say the issue of immigration will be an important subject heading into the midterm elections, and of those, 42% say it is very important. There is a consensus across the board, as most Democrats, 69%, independents, 65%, and Republicans, 85%, also identify immigration as at least a somewhat important issue in the midterms. Per Rasmussen reports, majorities of every political category minus 85% of Republicans, 69% of Democrats and 90% of unaffiliated voters think the issue of illegal immigration will be at least somewhat important in this year's congressional elections. 76% of Republicans, but only 24% of Democrats, think the illegal immigration problem is getting worse. 22% of Democrats, but only 5% of Republicans, believe the problem of illegal immigration is getting better. Among unaffiliated voters, 57% think the illegal immigration problem is getting worse. 5% believe it's getting better and 33% say the problem is staying about the same. The survey was released on the same day as the Supreme Court ruling 5-4 in favor of the Biden administration ending the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy. The Migrant Protection Protocols, MPP, program, specifically, requires migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. to wait in Mexico for their U.S. court hearings, as Breitbart News detailed. Biden took action on the issue immediately upon taking office, suspending the program and triggering a flurry of legal action. Biden suspended the MPP on his first day in office, and then his Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, issued a memo terminating the policy last June. However, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit in December upheld the lower court's order that required Biden to re-implement the MPP in good faith. Biden began re-enrolling migrants into the MPP in December after negotiating with Mexican government officials. Although the court did not set quotas to determine what a good faith re-implementation looks like, Biden is enrolling migrants at a sharply decreased rate from that of former President Trump. The survey was taken June 28 to 29, 2022, among 1,000 likely voters and has a +/3% margin of error.